2017 and the world of new music with Richard Kingsmill on Triple J.
Flashback, I had my Walkman in the minivan listening to NSYNC. Saw my name on the CD. Bleach blonde tips, wanted to be JT. Wanted to do big things, had to fulfill a dream. One might say I was doomed from the get-go, but those same people assume, cause they'll never know what it's like to be called to what's not set in stone. I am one with the ebb and flow, that's all I know.
Just see me in your life. Think I need someone who can handle it. Ice on my boys and my wrist is fixed. I don't need nobody trying to give me shit. Trust me, I like a risk. Think I need someone who can handle it. Ice on my boys and my wrist is fixed. I don't need nobody trying to give me shit. Trust me, I like a risk. Think I need someone who can handle it. Ice on my boys and my wrist is fixed. I don't need nobody trying to give me shit.
Okay, on Triple J on 2017, a lot of listeners really loving that track. It's called Sweet by Brockhampton from Saturation No. 2. So Saturation No. 2 came out just over a month ago. It's the second album so far this year from Brockhampton, and supposedly there's a third to come before the year is over. This group is gaining a hell of a lot of momentum, and the story of Brockhampton's a really interesting one. You might have seen headlines of them being the internet's first boy band, and that they all met via a Kanye West fan forum. Well, from what I can tell, some of that might have an element of truth, but the story is far more organic. Brockhampton are a collective. The idea is the brainchild of Kevin Abstract, who, along with school friend Amir Van, started off in groups in the Texan town of Corpus Christi. Now, back in 2015, they started gaining more members, some of them other school friends, and some from other parts of Texas. And now they all live in the one house in Los Angeles, pretty much creating music 24/7. They're a socially aware and socially conscious group of MCs, producers and creative types who are dreaming big with this thing. They can't see why Brockhampton can't be an empire and grow beyond the 14 or so members that they have at the moment. Via Skype this week, I spoke to Dom, Joba, Matt and Merlin from Brockhampton. Kevin joined us right at the very end of the interview. The guys have just come off the road from their first major touring around the States, so I asked them how that went.
That was amazing.
Yeah, it was an incredible experience. Really exhausting. Like, my first time, like, doing, like, something, like a tour that, like, with, like, a schedule that crazy, but I don't know, it was really fun.
This is Merlin, and the tour was shocking for me, man, because, like, we were working for music for years, it seemed like nobody was paying attention, and then, like, we finally found out, like, we're getting, like, a lot of fans, but, like our numbers are going up, are crazy, and, like, we're getting, like, super excited in our little house in South Central, but, like, actually going out into the world and seeing, meeting those kids that, like, you influence and who influence you back is something else.
The thing I wanted to sort of explore a little bit with Brockhampton and the story is that it feels like it's very much a free space in that you guys have got a level of freedom, but also you've got the ability to kind of share stuff about your lives and who you are and where you've been and what you've seen. Does it feel like it's very much a free space? What you want to talk about, you've got the freedom to do so?
Absolutely. Yeah, totally.
It's extremely free.
I'll say that, yes, it's free, but, like, we wouldn't... If we heard somebody say something that was not cool, we would not be down with it.
Like, it's like everyone in the group has a really dope moral compass.
That's not true. Joba is the only one with values.
And it's not like anyone would stop you from writing or expressing, but, like, people gonna tell you their opinion if it strikes them, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And, like, sometimes that can be a good thing. Like, sometimes I felt like I've said something that was like, oh, like, is this, like, too much, guys? I gave, like, their reaction, and I was like, okay, this is, like, a little shocking, but it's not, like, bad, you know? So, yeah.
With the house that you guys are living in, are you seriously all sharing the same place?
Yeah, we all live in the same house.
We don't go to any studios.
How many people is it?
13? 13
or 14?
14.
14 people in the one house.
I had to count the other day. Someone asked me. Actually, a lot of people have asked me through the years, how many people I actually live with. And I literally can't say because I don't know. So the other day I was like, all right, I'm done being asked how many people I live with and not being able to answer. There's 14 of us in total.
Must be crazy. Is it chaos or is there an order to it?
This is shocking.
I think it's both.
Very true, actually.
There's chaos.
It's like organized chaos.
Order. Sometimes yeah, it's just madness, chaos. Though. Like when you start shooting BB guns in the house.
That's when the chaos comes. Are you creating every day? Is there basically you guys getting up and you're recording music every day?
That's literally all we do. We don't leave. The only time I really leave the house is to eat food or go to a movie.
And how does that feel? Are you always ready for it? Are you always up for sort of creating something each day?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not up for going out to get food. That's what I'm not ready for.
Like I got like an hour of sleep, I guess yesterday, after like working with everyone from like 3 p.m. till about 6 a.m. I ended up staying up later after the session because I drank so much coffee. But I ended up getting like an hour of sleep. Then I had to go drive about like an hour to go buy this rug off of Craigslist that I really wanted. Where was I going with this?
And did you end up buying the rug?
Yes, I bought the rug.
It's nice.
It's this great deal, good steal. It fills my room out really nice.
It's very modern.
Yeah, so I came back home, set the thing up, crashed till about like 6. Okay, this is where I was going with it. Everyone had been working like all day. I asked them to wake me up at 4 if I'm still asleep. And Matt tried to wake me up. I don't even really remember it though.
I woke you up and you were like, I'm just gonna sleep some more.
That's when so I ended up waking up around 7, and by that time they had made like 3 songs. all of which are like really good, but honestly that's a pretty low number, thankfully. Because sometimes it's like 6 songs, 7 songs.
Yeah, like, sometimes it gets really overwhelming when you like take a nap and wake up and like basically like an album's worth of music has been made.
Seriously, man.
It's just like, fuck.
Because like there's so many artists, if you're not in that room sometimes, you miss it. Because like you don't want to fuck up a perfect song, and like we all have that like mature sense of artistic sensibility about ourselves, I believe. Where like if a song sounds finished, you're not going to try to get on it just to get on it. Like
that creative moral compass. We all like have that trust in each other to know that like if it's right, it's right.
But just to finish off my point, I was writing this morning, and it just hit me. I was like, dude, this is all I do, and that's all I've ever wanted, which is just like write and make music, focus on music. And I'm like really, really thankful for that. Sometimes I have to slow down and remember, like, yo, you're all you do is make music. That's what you've always wanted, you know? Because you in this house, you can just get like caught up in the swing of things because there's constant work and art being made, and like so many ideas, and no idea is a bad one in this house.
That's interesting because I was going to actually ask you guys about, you know, competitiveness, but it sounds like it's more that you each inspire each other to come up with something better than before. Do you see it as inspiration, or is there a degree of competitiveness within Brockhampton?
I don't really know. I feel like I do my own shit, like, and like I know when like someone's good in my own way, but at the same time, I'm never going to like listen to a song and like I'm never gonna listen to somebody else, listen to Joba or listen to Kevin, and be like, "I don't like this because it's not Merlin." I'm gonna just be like, "Yo, they could have tried harder."
I think the competitiveness is like if you put down something that's great, I feel like I have to do something great, mm-hmm. or I'm fucking up.
For sure.
So like, it's not competitive. Like, oh, I have to be better, or it's better than someone. It's like I have to reach the same or outdo them, in order for them to try to outdo me. So it's like a friendly competition of like mm-hmm. trying to be better than someone, but hoping that they outdo you so you can get better and outdo them later.
Yeah,
on. So,
because like you want to be better. If you're not better or at least as good as somebody that you're getting on a track with, what's the point of you being on the track?
I was gonna say like I do believe there is like a very friendly competition, like you know what I mean, like it's not like spiteful. There's no hint of spite, at least for me.
I think if someone does better than you, I've never been mad at anybody or jealous or angry. It's more me mad at myself.
Like rather than having like a feeling of like competitive energy, it'll be like the only time I feel any sort of way towards anything in the group is like when I hear a song and I'm like, damn, I wish I wrote that verse. And then like even then, it's like I'm inspired.
It's really, it's a fantastic atmosphere to exist in. I'm curious to know, are there people that you've turned away from Brockhampton? Are there people who have wanted to be a part of what you've got, but they've, for whatever reason, just not fitted in and you've kind of closed the door on them?
Cardi B.
Has to be in Brockhampton.
Well, we're more interested in just keeping things like in-house right now because that's kind of where the magic is.
How big can the house get? Kevin's kind of said it in other interviews as well that he wants this thing to kind of, you know, to view the big picture, to be as big as Apple, to be as big as Def Jam. What do you guys think?
Well, I mean, like, I think it can be that big with what we have right now. Like, we don't really have to change much of anything besides, like, being consistent with, like, what we're already doing and, like, just continuing to be, like, self-aware and mature and, like, transparent with, like, our creativity.
I feel like at the end of the day, anything is possible. And right now, in this moment, on Monday in America at 3:08 p.m., we're doing everything we can to be as good as we can be.
Yep.
So, like, whatever comes of that, if it's as big as Apple, if, like, this is the peak, if, like, we are as, you know, successful as a company of Def Jam, like, fuck yeah. But, I mean, I guarantee you, by the time that happens, we will have been working so much, so consistently, that we won't even realize that it's happening in a sense.
We're a lot bigger than just, like, yeah, your average artist. There's a lot more that we can do.
Triple J, that one from Brockhampton from the album. It's called Tokyo from Saturation Number 2. Jaden in Wollongong just texted in and said, so good to hear the voices behind Brockhampton and their artistic views on the music they make. Can't get enough of their new album. Summer has to be my favourite song for sure. It is. It comes later on in their record. Thanks for that, Jaden. Okay, as I mentioned before, Kevin came in right towards the end. Now, Kevin is kind of like the guiding light. He's the guy who had this vision in Texas of what Brockhampton is now. And right towards the end of the interview, I asked him about how this group works.
You know, we set the principles and the guidelines like early on, so people were able to just follow that from the jump. And it's just, you know, reminding people every now and then, like, the vision, so we don't lose it.
So what do you say to them? What is the vision of Brockhampton?
Merlin put it best earlier. It's like there's no limitation when we're working in the studio. Very collaborative. Everybody shares an idea. Every idea is worth recording and worth hearing. I like to look at like Motown as a good blueprint and have everybody working on the fucking song, even if you're not like a beat maker. But like traditional sense, and you want to like try something, try drum programming or something on the song, just try it because you never know like what could make the song better.
This thing, has it got bigger than you were even expecting?
No, not yet.
Have you always had this level of ambition as when you were growing up in your teen years and you were kind of, you know, formulating your view of what you could do in the music world and elsewhere? Did you always have this sense of I'm going to achieve this, I'm going to have this ambition and get there?
Yeah, when I was in the fifth grade, I tried making a record label in my garage.
That's so cool. What was the record label called?
I don't remember.
But you're doing it now, so that must be an incredibly surreal experience to kind of think back to when you were a kid and now what you're doing.
Yeah, it's awesome. So cool.
Okay, that's Kevin from Brockhampton. So in the fifth grade, he wanted to have a record label in his parents' garage. Well, he got to eventually see it through. So that is Kevin from Brockhampton. And Brockhampton's record, Saturation 2, as I said, has been out for just over the past month. We're going to be featuring more of the record this forthcoming week here on Triple J. The guys also told me Saturation 3 will be released sometime before the end of the year.
2017 and the world of new music with Richard Kingsmill on Triple J.